bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Joe Montone, your host. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today, my friends, we're going to be talking about our program's title, which is Finding God in Prison. How does one find that relationship with God? We've had thousands of men come through the WINGS program who were incarcerated or who were in addiction rehab programs, recovery programs. And how does one find that relationship with God? That's the focus of our show today, which is so important. And I think it all starts, my friends, with a discipline to prayer, but also we want to be free of distractions and people who pull us away from God. This is the Lenten season, and it all begins with Ash Wednesday. And you know, on Ash Wednesday, people come into the church to receive ashes, and it's a special moment in which we have a chance to renew our faith, really to start anew, to cleanse ourselves of sin, to make sacrifice. And when every person comes up to the altar to receive their ashes, the priest or the deacon will say this: turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. And I think that's where we begin, in that a decision to turn away from sin, to committing sin, to making poor choices, and to move forward from there. And then to engage in the Word of God. And I know, my friends, we all, as human beings, have those moments where we are sinners. There's no question about it. But we have to strive to be perfect as our Heavenly Father was perfect. So the first step in finding God in prison, inside prison walls, amidst the chaos and structure that's provided by the judicial system or the prison system, we have to find ways of entertaining ourselves, ways of educating ourselves, grooming ourselves, and to truly remain free of sin. And it starts with a focus on the Word of God, a focus to be prayerful and to engage in God's holy Word, which is so important. And I want to share with you a couple of writing assignments that came from some of our men in the WINGS program, which is really a great exercise where people can engage in different topics and write some beautiful answers to the questions that we provide. And so here's the first question. Have you ever made a commitment to God? And this is Robert. And he answers, yes, I've made a commitment to God. I have upheld that commitment until I get around people who don't have him in their lives. So there's a great answer right there from Robert, who inside prison walls, you know, he confirms that he has made a commitment to God. But once he has a circle of people around him who don't have God in their lives, he falls away. And it's up to us, my friends, whether you're inside or outside prison walls, to develop that relationship once again. So What kind of a circle of influence do you have around you? What kind of people do you hang around with, have dinner with, play sports with, play cards with, go to church with? What kind of people are you working with in the 168? Are they godly people or are they anti-godly people? I want you to think about this, my friends, because people have an impact on you and I every day, and it's up to us to keep good people in our lives. And we want to make that commitment, and we want to hold, you know, uphold that commitment to God. That's important. On the last program, we talked about promise keepers and being a promise keeper, a keeper of our promises to our children, our families, our wives, our husbands, and most of all, to be a promise keeper to God. Let's go to our next question. Have you ever made a commitment to God and kept it? And Robert says this. He says, yes, I've made a commitment to my Lord, but after a while, I've started falling short of my commitment. And this is you and I, my friends, because we are human beings. And once again, we get distracted and we can end up falling short, like Robert says. And we have to start anew. So we need to develop habit patterns that are conducive for upholding that commitment to God. We need to take a look at our 7-day week, our 168, if you will, the total time in a week, total hours in a week. And what are we doing to uphold that commitment week in and week out? How do we do that on a daily basis? Do we have quality time set aside for God? Is our heart open for God? Are we engaged in the Word of God? And are we free of distractions? And these are the four questions we ask on our program, Clear for Takeoff, because it's important. Truly, to build a relationship with God, we've got to, you know, be open to God's Word. We have to have a heart for God. It's open for God and not closed-minded or closed and putting God last on the list. They have to make him a higher priority, if you will. We also have to be free of distractions. Every day we get distracted by people, places, and things. It's up to us to truly set aside quality time for God, have a heart open for God, and to open our Bible so we can read the Word of God and engage in the Old and the New Testament, really the information that God has given us to help us to build a good relationship with Him and to have access to eternal life. So this is important, my friends. I want you to look at yourself objectively, and if you are struggling in your faith, if you are struggling today, then let's try to set some new goals and habit patterns conducive for a commitment to God and for a great relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to our third question. Have you ever made a commitment to God and broke it? Robert says, yes. I've made a commitment to my Lord up to the point when I stopped praying to my Lord. And so this is where, again, we have to be disciplined enough to have habit patterns that allow us to continue upholding that commitment. And what is your prayer life today, my friends? Do you have time for prayer in the morning, time for prayer at night? Are you engaged in any prayer groups? Are you going to church on Sundays and paying attention to the message of the gospel? And then are you and I living out the gospel message when we leave church? Or is it just something nice to do on Sundays? Think about it, my friends. Take a moment to prepare for the church services on Sunday before you go, and to read the readings from the Old and the New Testaments and the Holy Gospel, and to understand it, to prepare well, to plan ahead. And when you get there, you'll get much more out of the Holy Mass itself because you have taken the time to get to know God. And it's important. And in our program, Clear for Takeoff, which airs on Friday mornings at 7 a.m. and also at noon on Saturday afternoons, we explore together the readings for each weekend's Holy Mass. And this is where, you know, preparation is beneficial to us, because when we prepare well, you know, we have the opportunity to get more out of the Mass itself. So I want you to think about doing that this week. Let's go to our next question. In the Wings program, each person will create an action plan for the future. What is your action plan? And Robert says this. He says, my action plan is to achieve some suitable decisions and make some suitable decisions and take action to better my life and my family. So, question I have for you and I, my friends, are you working an action plan today? Do you have a plan of action for your life? Or are you floundering through the week, floundering through life itself? Most people don't plan on failing. Most people fail to plan. So it's important that we take the time to make a plan of action for our lives as individuals, for our education, our family life, our community service, vacation time. It's all important. Our relationship with God. We should have individual goals, and then we should have goals as family members in our marriage. Do we have a goal for our wives and ourselves as husbands and wives? Think about it. Are we growing, or are we stagnating, or even diminishing, going backwards? We want to be growing. The WINGS program stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. So we want to be growing every day, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, educationally, residentially. We want to be growing in all six areas, not stagnating, because stagnation breeds depression. And this is important, my friends, that you and I set some goals within a plan of action, and that we do it today, so that next year at this time we're in a better place. And like Robert says, you know, he's setting some goals, making some decisions to better his life. Are you working on bettering your life, or is it not important? Are you working on your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, or is it not important? Think about it, my friends. Everything takes work. Things don't just happen. People make them happen. I was at an air show in Dover, Delaware one day, and I talked to a Green Beret, and he had just landed after jumping out of a airplane and parachuting down about 6,000 feet. And I said to him, I said, tell me, what is the difference between, you know, a Green Beret and, you know, a regular soldier? He said, well, you know, Green Beret is always trying to better his foxhole, improve his situation. And so we all, my friends, have to continue to work on that, whether we're in the military or non-military. We have to improve our foxhole, if you will, your home, your work, your relationships with your children, your wife, your parents, other people. We want to continuously improve the things that God has given us, and this is important. Let's go on to another question. Robert says this to the question, what dream is in your heart that you always wanted to implement? And Robert's answer is this: to have a big house and owning my own company, taking care of my family and friends. So what dream do you have, my friends, that's in your heart that maybe you've put aside for many years? Maybe it's time we resurrect that dream and we start working towards that goal and making that dream come true. Think about it, my friends. One of the goals in the Wings program is for everyone to have their own home so that they can have space and privacy. They have space and privacy which they don't have while incarcerated or while in recovery from addiction to drugs and alcohol. Very often people are living two or three or four in a cell. And they're in the cell 17 hours a day, if you can imagine. Their freedoms are taken away because of the consequences of whatever crime they committed, doing what God says not to do. God says, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. These are important things to acknowledge. When God says not to do something, we have to look at that as being very important and not cross that line, but respect that line. And in the Wings program, we've had tens of thousands of inmates come through the program who have been incarcerated for various reasons. Our goal, my friends, is to learn from the past and to prevent those things from happening a second time. And we've had guys in the program who were arrested many times, as many as 72 times, if you can imagine. We had a gentleman who was arrested 72 times, and when he graduated for the program, I went to court for him, and I met the judge. He says, oh, I know that guy. He's been in my courtroom many times. Happened to be 72 times, my friends, this guy was arrested and had gone to court, mostly for drug addiction, because he couldn't get a handle on his addiction. So if you have an addiction to prescription drugs or cocaine, fentanyl, heroin, whatever, if you have an addiction to alcohol, then you need to get some help. You need a recovery program. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take some time and work on your behalf. It's going to take a new circle of people around you who can guide you and direct you to a drug-free life. But it will take some time. Many people go through a one-year program or 1 to 2 years. And you know, there's been an 83% failure rate in recovery for many years because it's very challenging and very difficult to get through addiction. It takes 100% commitment to God and to yourself. And in talking to many of the men who've come through recovery programs, you know, when asking them, how much effort have you put into your recovery program? Very often they said, you know, maybe 25%, maybe 10%, maybe 50%. Very seldom do you hear somebody say they put in 100%. And they've been through recovery programs time and time again. And not everybody makes it, my friends. We've had a dozen people overdose on a variety of different drugs, from heroin to fentanyl. And this is very, very important. So if you have an addiction that you need to get through, please, you know, get some help and find a good recovery program that is spiritually based, rooted in the Word of God, meaning you are engaged in the Word every day. And God will help you through that addiction, because all good things come from God, and with God, all things are possible. So this is important. We want to be in that 17% success rate with regards to recovery. Okay, now the Wings program historically has had roughly an 80% success rate. And I attribute that to the Word of God being our focus. When we talk about priorities in life, many times people don't succeed in recovery or reentry from incarceration because their priorities are misaligned. They're out there playing ball instead of working. They're out there doing things they shouldn't do when they should be engaged in good work or family life or a relationship with God. It's important. But in the Wings program, our priorities are this. Number one, God first. Number two, you second. Stronger you are, the more you can do for your family. Your family third. Your work fourth. Community service fifth. And hobbies and sports are sixth. And during the 168, we should be engaging in all six of those areas. Engaging, you know, spending quality time with God, engaging with God. We should be building ourselves up spiritually, mentally, and physically for mind, body, and soul. Going to school if we need it. Getting our education to the point where we can earn a good living, either in the trades or in a university program. But we need to engage educationally in the Word of God as well, not just for career, because God provides the guidance and directions on how to proceed in life itself. But those priorities are important, and many times we see people who have money as their number one priority. And it just doesn't work, my friends. Sometimes they have friends as their number one priority, and that doesn't work. It's important that we get this straight, and we as individuals come before our family, because the stronger we are, the more we can do for our wives and children. The more we can provide for our family members. And it's important, my friends, that we get the priorities straight. We don't want to be out there doing community service and not making money when we can't pay our rent and our electric has been turned off or the water has been shut off. It's great to do community service, but let's get our houses in order first. Let's get ourselves in order first and then go to someone else's home and help them. The stronger we are, the more we could do for our families and for other people in community service. So again, just to review, God first, then you, then family, then work. And work is important, but we don't want to neglect our families. Because we're workaholics. We don't want to lose our marriages or neglect our children because we want to make so much money. We want to have balance. And this is where we have balance between family and work. Every week we balance it out. The average father spends 2 hours a week with his kids. We've got to spend more time and not neglect our children. We've got to teach our children, take them to church, allow the priest to give great talks and homilies from the pulpit, engage in the Word of God, allow the children to grow spiritually through our time with them in the church itself. We've got to balance out family with work, family with community service. It's terrific, great. To give back and to spend time doing community service, helping other people. God calls us to do it. But the stronger we are, the more we can help other people. We can't neglect ourselves. Can't neglect our education, our ability to work and to actually make a good living. We've got to have balance and take care of ourselves. Then we can help the community. You know, 1 to 2 hours a week, 8 hours a week, start your own nonprofit, whatever you feel called to do. And that's a great goal for all of us. But we want to, you know, again, balance family with many things, including work, community service, and hobbies and sports. Let's not neglect our wives and children to the sport that we love. Let's have balance in there because it's important. God calls us to, you know, be fruitful and multiply. He calls a man to leave his mother and father and to join his wife, and the two become one flesh. He doesn't want us to neglect our wives or neglect our husbands because we're doing things that are hobby or sport related or community service related. We've got to have balance where we maintain those marriages, succeed in those marriages. It's important. So we want to make a commitment to God, my friends, and to our families, to our children, to our wives. And it's all faith related because God calls us to succeed. You know, he wants us to succeed where Satan himself, the devil, wants to tear us down through divorce. He wants to tear us down by, you know, drawing us into sinful areas. And as we said earlier in the show, you know, on Ash Wednesday, when you come up for the ashes, we would say, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. And here we have to acknowledge that before our very eyes are sinful opportunities in our most vulnerable area, our greatest weakness, whatever they are, pride, prejudice, money, power, prestige, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it is, materialism that's drawing us in, we've got to see it clearly and turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we do here, my friends, at Holy Spirit Radio for many years, since March 19th, 1999. And you know what, my friends? March 19th is a special day. It's St. Joseph's Day, and that's the day when this radio station was formed and began. And so through the intercession of St. Joseph, we just pray that God will bless us and he will give us the opportunity to do all things with great love, and that he would guide us and direct us, my friends, to help other people as we are called to do. But most of all, at this moment, we pray that God will bless this radio station on the feast day of St. Joseph, that we'll be blessed with another 20-somewhat years of service in delivering the holy gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day, and God bless. Enjoy your Lenten season.